Hello everyone and welcome back to English with Lucy. The other day on my Instagram, I asked what sort of video would you like to see next? I asked on this photo here. And by far the most popular comment was, tell us about your trip to Barcelona. Unfortunately, I didn't film much or take so many photos, so I can't do that. The second most popular was phrasal verbs and the third most popular was travel vocabulary. I thought I would take travel and phrasal verbs, fuse them together, and talk to you about travel-related phrasal verbs. So let's get started. Now, obviously, you know the ones like take off and get away and things like that. Today, I want to talk to you about some more advanced travel-related phrasal verbs. So the first one is to set off. To set off. To set off means to start or begin a trip or a journey. So I could say, when I went to Barcelona, I set off at 6 o'clock in the morning and I arrived at the airport at 8 o'clock. So I began the whole journey at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now the next one is to hold up. And this means to delay something. So I could say there was a traffic jam which held us up for half an hour. The next one is to see somebody off or just to see off. And this means to go to a station or airport or specific place to say goodbye to somebody that is travelling somewhere. So I could say, my dad came into departures to see me off. My dad came into departures to say goodbye to me before I travelled. The next one is to check in, and this means to arrive and register at a hotel or an airport. So at the airport, I had to check in my luggage at the desk, and at the hotel, I also had to check in and receive my keys. Remember, at the end of the trip, I would also check out. The final one is to stop over. And this means to stop somewhere on the way to your final destination. So if you were going on a long journey to Indonesia, for example, maybe you would stop over in another country, in another airport, on the way and then make a connecting flight to break up the journey. So my final destination is Indonesia, but I might stop over in Italy. Okay guys, those were your 5 travel-related phrasal verbs. I hope you enjoyed the video. I hope you learned something. Don't forget that if you want to improve your English listening skills, you can get a free audiobook on Audible. The link is in the description box. Connect with me on all of my social media, my Instagram and my Facebook, where I hold a weekly live pronunciation lesson every Sunday at 4:30. Goodbye for now. I will see you soon for another lesson. Mwah!